Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's a blessing to serve the living God. God, He loves us, He is alive, He is a blessing to us, and His return is very soon. And I love the Lord our God. He loves us with all of His heart. There's not a part of God that don't love us. Jesus dedicated Himself to die in our place. And he loves us. The Father loves us. And the Lord saved us the best way that He could do it. He gave us His very best, and He did it the very best way. Jesus legally took back all the power of the enemy. Now, what if He just saved us and He didn't give us power over Satan? You know, He did the same thing that God told Adam to do. To be fruitful, to multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. He taught us example. And He multiplied in the things of God. The Lord told me a long time ago, your actions is sowing. Just like a farmer plants and then he reaps. Where everything you do, you're causing spiritual wealth to come upon your life as you obey God. Everything you do that's in obedience to God causes spiritual wealth on your life. And everywhere you go, you leave a pattern of good works. We do the same. He enabled us to do the same things that He did. From fulfilling the law to raising the dead. Everything that Jesus did, He enabled us to do. We are like Him in this world. But we have to grow. It's our duty to grow. And if we choose to grow, then the Lord can use us in greater ways. And that is a blessing. He provided everything that for every need we could have, He provided an answer for. His grace is sufficient for us. If you get sick, He provided healing. If you're emotionally disturbed, depressed, wounded in life, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaven. He got an answer for everything. And Jesus provided a way for us to have all things that we need. The Lord left no stone unturned, so to speak. Everything is supplied in Christ, according to the Word of God. He made it possible for us to operate according to His Word. And then He sent the Holy Spirit to guide us and help us follow through. Not only for His benefit, but for ours as well. It's not a problem when you invite the Holy Spirit into your world, into your life. He's concerned about every member of your family and everybody in your life, everything that's going on. All of your friends. You can pray for anybody you want to. When I have knowledge of people that are sick, I start praying for them. They may not know it, but our prayers avail much. We can sustain people's lives. They may not know how to believe God. They may have been taught altogether wrong, but the prayers of the saints avail much. And the Lord is wise. He know how to do it where they can get healed and benefit from it. Ask the Lord. Now, you know, always pray, never faint. The Lord always has a solution to our nightmare problems. And you don't have to be afraid. One of the Proverbs said, be not afraid of sudden fear. Now, Jesus did everything that according to the Father's will. And the reason I always say in every broadcast that God thinks of everything. Because when the Lord gives you something to do, like He did me, He gave me things to do. And He know I want to know why. Sometimes I ask, sometimes I don't. Sometimes he tell me why. Sometimes he show me why. Sometimes he say nothing, and I figure it out over time. But I noticed that in the Word, the Lord had a plan. Everything he does is part of a greater plan. And when you do realize why, or he answers you the reason why he do things the way he do, you realize that he thinks of all things. He even considers how people are going to take what you do. Even the timing. The time it takes for people to respond in faith. The duration. He knows what that is. He knows when to start the process. He knows when to plant the seed, water the seed, and reap the seed. He knows what people are going to do. And he knows when he's coming back. So, when he tells me to talk to somebody about something, I go talk to them. I tell them what they need to hear. The word of God, what God gave me to say to them. And then they go and ponder it and think about it, and it becomes faith in their heart. Either it does or it doesn't. But if it does, then the Lord has somebody else he can use. And if they don't, then we try. Sometimes the Lord will, people are close to responding in faith. And he'll help, he try to nurture that. And over time, people will, they don't forget the words that you speak to them. They'll remember that forever. And if they didn't respond in faith then, and their life turned out upside down, then they'll know why. But God loves us. We have to make a choice of faith. Everybody does. That's something we all share. We don't have to take the negative. And we don't have to receive the lies of Satan. We don't have to be put in the dungeon of the world. But we can thrive in life. But we have a vicious enemy out there. And he's trying to keep us out of the way. Some people he can detect that they'll love God, and he try to mar their life before they get started, before they get a foothold in the kingdom of God. That's why so many people have gone to jail, and they've done things, they were tempted to do things to get them off the street and out of the way, because they were affected. See, if you're a parent, you have to monitor who your children are friends with. You need to know where they live, who they are, where they come from, what kind of people they come from. But, you know, when we were coming up, it was more relaxed. Parents were more relaxed because most people were decent. But now, you have to know what your children are learning, what kind of people they're hanging around. Because the enemy is out there, and he's trying to mar their lives. Parents that are my age, they, you know, in our culture, we didn't let them run the streets, and we took them to the park. We went and played with them. We watched over them because we knew that there were a lot of things going on. Well, the Holy Spirit knows everyone. And he can, if he ever gives you an unction, good or bad, pay attention to it. Don't discredit it. Don't discard it. I've noticed a lot of people who are Holy Spirit filled, they are so tied up in this world that they don't realize it when the Lord is talking to them. And there's a lot of bad teaching out there. Poor teaching. Among good churches, too. I talked about how the church I loved and went to, that was a spirit of bondage. And it caused that church to be divided and to fail. But the Lord showed me, and we We overcame it. Now, I know in my ministry it couldn't finish what it came to do in my ministry. But it did damage to others. And so it is with other churches. The enemy sends attacks, and sometimes they don't catch it. And that's where your bad doctrine, your poor teaching comes from. Peter said it, and Paul said it, that false teachers will come. Scoffers will come. And they teach error, and people live by it. And they become dull. Now, the theme of what I'm saying now, you don't have to be dull to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came to help us. Jesus put everything in place so that we can live our best life. And the Holy Spirit is going to guide us into all truth. The Lord has done too much to help us to be dull and uninformed when the Holy Spirit is within us and upon us to guide us. Every Christian has the Holy Spirit within. Every Christian does. And people that speak in tongues, they have the Holy Spirit upon them. And we just need to yield to Him. He came to help us out. If you believed on Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit lives in your spirit. You got to, but you fill your heart with the Word of God, and He'll have something. He'll have something to talk to you with. But you take time to learn. He can enlighten your heart, your mind. He can speak to you spirit to spirit. But unless we receive God's word and are faithful with it, we won't know His language when He talks. And it'll be difficult for us to receive from Him. The Word of God helps us receive from Him. When I used to go in His presence, I couldn't compose myself to talk to Him and ask Him intelligent questions. Until I started reading many chapters a day. Now, after I started reading 15 chapters a day, I was in the Lord's presence, and then when He talked to me, I was strengthened. I didn't just fall out. I was strengthened to ask questions and receive answers. And ever since then, me and the Lord were able to dialogue. You know, Moses talked to the Lord face to face. He spent time in God's Word and in His presence. But people that won't never read the Word of God, every time they get in God's presence, they just fall out. And you know, yet the last broadcast, we talked about reasons why people don't delve into God's presence, draw near to the Lord. They only go so far. They approach God so far and stop. But when you yield yourself to the Lord, you're going to be far better off. And you know, you'll come to the point where you don't run anymore. You run to Him, not from Him. You're not trying to hold back something. And the more you draw near to Him, the more He draw near to you. The Lord only draw near to us based on how we draw near to Him. How do we respond in our faith? That's how God responds back to us. And that's how God responds to everybody. You know, I said it many times, the Lord would give me revelation and I try to share it. But He wouldn't release me to share it to everybody. Because He responds to the way that they respond. The Lord responds to our faith. And He responds to us the way we operate. Everybody's not on the same page with God. Some people are trying to blend their own thing in with it, with His word. They want the benefits of the word, and then they want to do what they want to do, which don't always include the word of God. And the Lord knows this. And then when you give people good advice and you give them biblical knowledge, sometimes they find a reason not to do it. People love their own will. I just hope that it don't keep them out of heaven. Because remember, Jesus didn't just come to save us. He also judges sin. He's going to divide the sheep and the goat nations. And people that are not sincere in their love walk, they won't be going because they love the world somewhere. See, when people love the world, they have a problem with God. You can't operate in sin and love God. And as people begin to sin and not repent, they start falling away. They start having a problem with God, they start having a problem with His Word, and they start having a problem with people that love Him. And they drift away into a corner somewhere. They stop doing the things that make them strong. You know, I was watching, it was History Channel or Discovery Channel, or one of those nature channels. It may have been Animal Planet or something. But there's an insect that's smaller than an ant. Now, relative to an ant, this insect, it's much smaller than the ant. All right. It would probably be like a bird to a man, this insect. I don't even know what it is. They gave a name to it, but I don't remember the name of it. And this thing is terrible. It will catch an ant, and it can move faster than the ant, just like a fly can move faster than man. And this thing would bite the ant behind its head. It would lay an egg in it, and immediately the ant would leave the colony and be eaten from the inside out until that egg hatches and comes out of the ant's body. Now, once it's infected, the ant leaves. He can't fight it, and it consumes him, and he leaves the colony. And you can see it, you know, they showed the slow motion camera when the ant got bit and then the way he acted. And then they sped it up to where the larva crawled out of him. You know, it was a mess. That'd be a miserable way to go. But he was normal. He hid from the thing. He heard it buzzing and he tried to hide from it. He tried to get away. They all did. They scattered. But the one that got bit, that's what he left the colony. He became something else. And that's what sin will do to people. But the problem is, he couldn't stop from getting, he tried to keep the thing from biting him and failed. But what we have to do is not trust sin. Never trust sin. Never, ever trust sin. Because it can cause more misery than we realize. Never trust sin. It will change you. You have to repent if that's a problem. And there's usually a duration of time before people are tempted and they actually act on sin. But if you feel tempted, then use your countermeasures. If you feel tempted not to grow in the Lord, use your countermeasures. Study the word. Fill your heart with God's word. And it will work. Thrive in this life. Be a blessing to others. Do the things that the word say do. So that we all can prosper. Remember, whatever you contribute is helping the whole body. Every time the Lord finds somebody that'll draw near in sincerity and obey him and do his word, that's another person he can use to get people warned to the Lord. And he can help us to go forward. And he loves us dearly. And it's easy for God to use willing people. So it's important to love God, be willing and obedient to the word. And then you'll see, draw near to him with all your heart. Don't hold back. Don't be afraid of what he might tell you to do. But enjoy his presence. If you can do that, you can thrive in this life. And you can be so effective in the last days. Remember, the people he called at the last hour, they were the most effective. They won a lot of souls. And this is you. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.